The House of Representatives today passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, sending the legislation to the president's desk for his signature. Now that it's passed both chambers of Congress, President Biden is expected to sign it on Friday, meaning relief payments could hit Americans' bank accounts in the next few weeks. The bill includes another set of direct aid payments to Americans in the form of relief checks for people who meet certain income requirements, extended unemployment benefits, and an expanded child tax credit. The House last month passed a similar version of this bill, the American Rescue Plan, which included an increase in the minimum wage. The Senate took away that part of the bill and sent it back to the House, and that's the version which was just signed. Representative Mark Tacano, a Democrat from Riverside, says the vote is historic.
It is historic. Undoubtedly historic. It goes right up there with the New Deal.
Tacano says he's disappointed the $15 minimum wage didn't make it into the final bill, but he says Democrats in Congress are still determined to make that happen eventually.
Even without the $15 minimum wage, the enormity of what was accomplished was the story of the day. And everything from the child tax credits, which is going to reduce poverty among children by half and just raise families out of poverty as never before, extending unemployment benefits through the middle of September, and unemployment supplements, housing assistance, and along with the direct payments to working families of $1,400 on top of the $600 that was already sort of agreed to last January. This is an enormous legislative accomplishment in terms of what it will do for the American people who need the help and need the help because of the economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tacano says he believes his district and the rest of the Inland Empire are poised to benefit greatly from the American Rescue Plan.
This is going to help our area. You multiply that times Mr. Aguilar's district in San Bernardino and Redlands and Mr. Ruiz's district. And I will say it's going to help the people of Mr. Calvert's district, our Republican colleague. There are people, enormous numbers of people in our whole entire region who are going to benefit, and it's going to lift up small businesses and have a huge economic impact on our economy locally here in the Inland Empire.
Congressional Republicans, meanwhile, say the package is the wrong plan at the wrong time and that Democrats pushed it through with no bipartisan agreement. The House voted 220 to 211 in favor of the bill, with no Republicans joining Democrats in passing it. The Biden administration has said direct payment checks should be coming in the next few weeks. The president will deliver a primetime address on the just-passed legislation Thursday, and KVCR will carry it live Thursday evening. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.